Dan and Amelia Jacobs took a bike trip around Europe a couple of years ago. As they cycled through hills and to cathedrals, they came up with a pretty twisted poem together. Now they're turning that poem into an illustrated children's book. It's called A Brain is for Eating.
It's a children's book for zombie children.
It's rather instructional. So it tells you how to, you know, find your prey, proper etiquette for eating brains.
Can we just go ahead and read it?
Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready.
It's A Brain is for Eating by Dan and Amelia Jacobs. A brain is for eating. Yes, that's what I said. They come in all sizes and hide in the head. The package is different, some big and some small. Some packing has two brains and some none at all. There are packages and boxes that move on fast wheels, but find one not moving and you'll have many meals. If the package is old or lying in bed, you may not have long to make it undead. But if it is young and able and true, it will taste that much sweeter when its running is through. So remember these rules and follow the lead of your big zombie brothers when it's time for the feed. When hunting for packages, just say with a roar, it's brains you are after, and you always want more.
It goes on to encourage children to belch after they finish eating the brains, to be sure to eat the rest of the organs too, and to share their brains with other zombie children. Packages refer to the humans whose brains they're eating.
Because some packages fight, some packages cry, some packages yell that they don't want to die. But think of the brain and ask what it's for, and your tummy will answer before the package says more. A brain is for eating. Yes, that's what I said. And eating till it is undead.
So you have illustrations that go along with this, and you sort of, like, you kind of miss some things in the text if
you don't have
the illustration with
Absolutely.
It. Like, I saw the ones you have done already, and I know that there's a school bus is the box.
Boxes yes.
With wheels.
Some packing has two brains.
And what is this, some packing has two brains?
There's a mama with a little baby.
Okay. So she has a fetus brain
yes.
and a human brain.
Yes.
And the brain, some brain packages have no, or some none at all, is the guy playing the video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a little pea-sized,
a little tiny brain.
Yeah.
A little tiny.
Not worth eating.
Not worth.
Yeah. And all of these illustrations, they're really beautiful. They look like they have like blood handprints on them, sort of. Like they're sort of smeared and blood-colored in the background.
Oh yeah, the illustrator is awesome.
It's Scott Brundage.
Mm-hmm.
He's done part of the illustrations, and the Kickstarter is actually in part to actually help complete the rest of the illustrations.
Do you ever feel like, oh, this is a little weird, I'm doing this, like I might be corrupting children, or like do you have a twinge of hesitation for any reason with this, or is it all just like...
It's a book for zombie children. We say it's a children's book, and I think people think... Like, I got a lot of response from my family being like, I really like that you guys are doing something, but I'm not going to buy this book. My kids are very literal, and they'll hear their zombies and their zombie children that want to eat brain. It's just not going to happen on our bookshelf.
But we know it's – we had sort of conceived of it. We're both big fans of, you know, a lot of macabre semi-children's books, you know, gory and, you know, that are – not really for children necessarily, and I think it fits somewhere in that niche of, you know,
children's book for adults.
For adults, more or less. And maybe some, you know, strange, precocious children. But I doubt it will fall into the wrong hands, you know. I really do think it's a book for grown ups.
If you're a grown-up and you want to pre-order a copy of the book, you can do so at the A Brain is for Eating Kickstarter page. You can see some of the book's illustrations there, too, and there's a little video about the project.
What we're really doing with the Kickstarter campaign is pre-selling books. So for $25, you are, you know, basically giving us the money to help complete the book, and then you get a copy. We're just doing that to break even at first, and then we'll try to sell it beyond that. Once it's completed. But.
We're not a charity case. That's what she's trying to say. But we are in desperate need of support.
The Kickstarter campaign lasts until Sunday. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.